Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open. Following broad weakness in Asia, European equity markets have opened weaker, but have rallied from their bottoms. U.S. dollar is stronger to touch fresh 20-year highs mid-morning. Treasury yields are higher, oil is mildly higher also, gold is lower, other commodities are slightly higher, and cryptocurrencies are bouncing back. In macro news, the early attention is on the Fed meeting after it raised rates by 75 basis points as expected. Core inflation estimates have been bumped higher for 2023 and are not expected to return to 2% target until 2025. Powell's comments firmly reinforced the commitment to curbing inflation while acknowledging economic tolls on the process and admitted that a soft landing scenario seems less certain. Now, with the dot plot rate forecasts revised higher, the Bank of England is expected to hike by at least 50 basis points later, and the European Central Bank Economic Bulletin will be published and will likely reflect the hawkish message. As expected, Norway's central bank hiked rates by 50 basis points. The Swiss National Bank also raised rates by 75 basis points as expected, leaving the Bank of Japan as the last central bank with negative rates. Overnight, the Bank of Japan left key policy rates unchanged, matching expectations. Elsewhere, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority adjusted overnight discount window in step with the Fed move, while Taiwan, Indonesia, and the Philippines are also expected to hike. On the data front, France's September manufacturing business climate came in lower than forecast, while the business survey reading was in line with consensus. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, the Q2 current account balance, the August leading indicators, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Accenture, Darden Restaurants, FedEx, and Costco. The former two will post their results before the open, and the latter two post the close. In corporate news, Digital Realty has entered into an agreement with Digital Core REIT to have two of its data centers acquired by the REIT. The centers are valued at $558 million and $199 million each. Credit Suisse has proposed to split its investment bank in hopes of avoiding the need to raise capital, according to a Financial Times report. In Asia, equities traded lower on Thursday, but most exchanges were off their lows. Japan finished the day down but rallied to reduce mid-morning losses. Greater China markets were all lower, with Hong Kong being a major underperformer. South Korea was down, Taiwan was lower, Southeast Asia were more mixed, with Indonesia and Thailand showing some small gains, and India saw small losses. Following the Fed meeting and a round of rate hikes by the region's central banks, foreign exchange implications remained a main theme in Asia. Yen was sharply lower post-Bank of Japan meeting to briefly dip below 145 per dollar. The Aussie note and other Asian currencies were also down sharply, including China yuan post-lower fixing this morning. Korean won was also under pressure, with the Bank of Korea and the country's National Pension Service set to sign a currency swap deal to use some of the pension operators' foreign exchange reserves to rein in the U.S. dollar in the Korean market. European equity markets are lower, but are also off the worst levels. Ahead of Friday's UK minute budget, there has been another warning over the risk to the public finances in a joint report by the IFS and Citibank, which showed that the UK Chancellor is putting the country's fiscal position on an unsustainable path. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.